Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live on this Tuesday afternoon. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I'm not sure even how to get into this. And it's the Olympics. I have, for my entire life, loved the Olympics. I have. Just love the Olympics, particularly the Summer Olympics, Winter Olympics as well, but much more the Summer Olympics. I ran track in high school, and it's just always fascinated me, the athletes from around the world, people competing for the pride of their country. And of course, when I began first watching the Olympics, they were all amateurs, no professionals. No, you couldn't have any professionals. No, that was a no-no. And then little by little, so now the Olympic teams are professionals. And anyway, things have changed dramatically. I've got to make a confession. This year, I hardly care at all. I remember times back when I was pastoring, I would feel guilty because I spent so much time watching the Olympics during the day. I was just fascinated by it. I think this is the very first Olympics I have very little desire to watch. Joy and I have watched a little bit. We have recorded portions of it, but not anything like before. And I guess I'm not the only one. The opening ceremony opened to a 33-year low in viewership. It's been 33 years since we've seen this small audience. And we're talking worldwide. We're not just talking America. We're talking worldwide. 33-year low. And look at how much the population of the Earth has grown. So it's incredible. Just about half of what they were anticipating. Just about half. For me, it has a lot to do with the professionals competing. For me, it was just much more exciting when they were all amateurs and they were the best of the best of the best of the amateurs, and they were doing it for love of the sport, not because they were being paid and so forth. And then the other big reason is the anti-Americanism, even on our own team. We got the women's soccer team just terribly disrespectful to the country that they're supposed to be playing for. A couple of the basketball players on our USA team have been pretty disrespectful of the country that they're supposed to be representing. In almost every individual sport, you can find at least some anti-Americanism on our U.S. team. And it's really tough to really root for somebody who is wearing a USA uniform, shirt, jersey, whatever, and then to disrespect the country that is paying for them, supporting them, provided all of their training, provided their uniforms, and to disrespect the people of America who they want desperately to root them on. And then there's just so much weirdness. For instance, if you follow gymnastics at all, and that's probably the single most popular sport in the Summer Olympics, if you follow this at all, you know that Russia is banned from the Olympics because of probably the worst doping scandal in Olympic history. They're banned. Russia has been banned. Guess who won the women's team gymnastics gold? Russia. Excuse me? Wait. Russia is banned. How did they win the gold? And by the way, America won the silver. And as you've probably heard, Simone Biles has pulled out. And the U.S. Olympic Committee said, well, it's for medical reasons. Just an hour or so ago, Simone Biles released a statement. Wasn't medical. I'm not injured. I just couldn't compete. I got to get my head together. I want to prepare for the individual. And I just decided that the rest of the team could continue. But the U.S. Olympic Committee said it was because she injured herself. It was a medical reason. Simone Biles herself has said, nope, I didn't injure myself. So, I mean, you got that. But anyway, Russia is banned, and yet they won the gold medal. Now, how is that possible? Because, well, it's not Russia. It's the ROC. What's the ROC? The Russian Olympic Committee. Wait a minute. Isn't that Russia? Well, no, it's not. No, it's not Russia. Because Russia has been banned. Well, then who won the gold medal? Russia. Excuse me, I'm a little confused. Everybody's confused. Here's a headline today. Russia is banned, yet it's everywhere at the games. 330 Russian athletes participated in the opening ceremony, but it's not Russia. Well, is it the same athletes that would compete representing the government of Russia? Yeah, same people, same athletes. Well, how did they get around that? Well, the International Olympic Committee allowed them to compete just under a different name. They are ROC. They're not Russia. They're the Russian Olympic Committee. One Russian journalist this week said, quote, actually, it does not feel like we are banned at all. Well, in actuality, they're not. Yeah. They can't play the Russian national anthem. They play something else. So the Olympics has become so politicized. We've got the anti-American sentiment from our own athletes. I don't know. It's, for me, it's very sad because I, as I said before, loved watching the Olympics. Just loved it. So enjoyable. And to root on our Americans as Germans would root on the Germans and Japanese would root on the Japanese. But now it's wrong to be proud of your nation. It's much more woke to condemn the people that you're representing. Yeah, I don't know that the Olympics has much of a future, sadly.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Hey, I got some good news to report. Actually, a little bit of good news out of Nigeria. But before we get to that story, really good news in our Trans World Radio campaign to send radios to Africa. I came to you Thursday of last week praying that we could send 156 radios to Africa. $50 apiece, that would be $7,800. We started with zero on Thursday. By the time we came to the end of the program on Thursday, we were very, very, very close to our goal. And by the time we finished on Friday, we were at 8,200 and $75. So not only did we reach our goal, we surpassed it. And praise God for that. $50 a radio. Again, the goal was $7,800. You so far have given $8,275. Why do I say so far? Because you can continue to give throughout the rest of this week. Now, we have reached our goal. We have surpassed our goal. But I would love to send more radios to Africa. And if you weren't listening last week, I didn't mention it all yesterday. If you weren't listening Thursday and Friday, let me just give you a quick, very, very quick recap. There are so many areas in the interior of Africa where either electricity is unavailable or it's very unreliable. I have been all over the country of Africa, and it is hard for us to wrap our brain about not having electricity anywhere. I mean, can you go anywhere in a civilized area in America where there isn't electricity? I don't think so. I mean, I suppose you could find some outpost somewhere in America, but not where people live. No cities, towns, villages. This is still the case in much of Africa. And if electricity is available, it's very spotty. You might get it 1 hour. You might get it 2 hours. Today, it might be from 10 to 11. Tomorrow, it might be from 6 to 8 o'clock in the evening. The next day, it might be from 1 to 2 o'clock in the morning. You just never know. But Trans World Radio has set up transmitters all over Africa. All you need is a radio. Well, but that's no good unless you have electricity, right? Or batteries. That's where these wonderful little radios come in. They have a generator built into the radio. It's got a fold-out crank. You crank that around for a minute or two, and you've got an hour or two where you can listen to the radio. Anywhere. Doesn't make any difference where you are. And they're $50 a piece, and that includes purchasing them, shipping them, paying all of the export, import fees, taxes, and all that stuff. And it also includes the distribution. These very same radios you can buy for $53 on Amazon. But we're talking about shipping them to Africa and distributing them for $50. Thousands of people are going to be impacted by these radios, particularly in the country of Malawi. Churches are popping up all over the country. There is a revival that has broken out in Malawi. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of churches are being established, many of them out in the bush in remote villages. And they're being pastored by often young men who have had no Bible training. They've received Christ as Savior, and they've got a little bit of training, and they teach what they know to their little congregation. But with one of these radios, they can get a seminary-level education themselves, and they can pass that along to their congregation. Some of the finest Bible teachers in the world have their broadcast translated into the local language by Trans World Radio. It's an incredibly wonderful, powerful thing. And you can be a part. $50 a radio. Now, once again, we have exceeded our goal, but I would love to see us go further. We're at $8,275. It'd be incredible if we could go to $9,000. If we could go to $10,000, we could provide 200 radios. That'd be great. Be incredible. So let me give you the number, all right? 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656. You can call right now and make a pledge. Could you provide one radio? Two? Ten? A dozen? 888-988-5656. You can also give online at thewordcolumbus.com. Look for the TWR, Trans World Radio banner at thewordcolumbus.com. It will be up through the rest of this week. And then it'll go away. So there's still time to give. There's still time to receive a blessing of providing a radio for people who would absolutely love to have one. Again, here's the number. Write it down. Pray about it. Now, many of you have already given. But if you haven't, 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656. Or you can go online to thewordcolumbus.com and simply look for the Bible, or not the Bible League, the Trans World Radio, TWR. Trans World Radio has been around since the 1950s. Broadcasting all over the world in well over 100 different languages. They're very active in the continent of Africa. And that's where we're sending these radios. 888-988-5656. I'll give you an update tomorrow. Or you can go online at thewordcolumbus.com. We're at $8,275. I'd love to see us go to at least $9,000. If we go to $10,000, we could provide 200 radios, and every one of those radios will impact dozens and dozens of people. All right, we'll be back.